We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Right now, we're in Oklahoma City. We are zeroing in on the Oklahoma City Thunder, going one-on-one with Bob Berry Jr., the sports director with KFOR Television. And as we talk about head coach Billy Donovan, it really seems like, you know, even from watching him in the press conference, that he has a humility about himself, and he also has an awareness that you can't go into this job having an ego. And I loved one of the things that he shared. He said, it all comes down to relationships. We all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted, and we all want to be appreciated for who we are. And that really, Bobby, that's how you build up trust, if you understand that.
Well, it does. And again, he's got a few skins on the wall. Maybe not in the NBA, but when you have championships on the college level. And Kevin Durant said, hey, man, I know how to use the internet. Durant got online and got on the cell phone and started calling guys like Chandler Parsons and like Mike Miller and some of these other former Florida players that played for Billy Donovan, and he got all positive remarks in his research. So that kind of fired Kevin Durant up. And then when you look at some of these guys that are still in the NBA playoffs right now, like Al Horford, you know, in Atlanta, Bradley Beal in Washington, Joakim Noah in Chicago, I mean, these are all former Donovan stars at with the Gators. So he's sent a lot of guys onto the league, and they've all been successful. They all play with that grittiness in my mind. They're all tough. They aren't really that boastful, I don't think. They just play hard and win. And so he's got that. I mean, if these guys do any research at all, these pros, which they do in this day and age, they should be kind of favorably impressed with what they're getting into. And then, like you said, he appears to be so non-confrontational.
Right.
Even when he gets mad, I just can't imagine him blowing up some guy at practice or during a game or whatever. He's going to be pretty diplomatic in it, and that embodies what Sam Presti's all about. So, like I said, the match is there. I wouldn't even say cautiously optimistic. I'd just say the Thunder fans have to be optimistic because, for the most part, this franchise has hit a lot of home runs since they came here from Seattle.
Does he seem like he has a lot of similarities to Scottie Brooks?
Well, I think so, in the sense of how he relates to people and to the media and to his boss and to the players. So I think that's a very good way of saying it. But you know that Thunder culture. You were a part of it.
Right.
You know what Sam Presti's about. You know how controlling they are as a franchise because they learned from the San Antonio Spurs model. So, you know, it would have shocked me if the Thunder would have gone out and hired some boisterous guy. You know, Tom Thibodeau's name has been thrown around by a lot of people because he's so hard on players and he's going to keep people accountable and all of that. And I just didn't think from the jump that that would be a fit. And you have to have a fit in professional sports, regardless of how good a coach is or isn't. So this is right there. It has to be classified as a really good fit to start out. But, again, I don't know if it will work. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm a guy who believes if Greg Popovich was coaching the Oklahoma City Thunder last year, they wouldn't have done much better because they had every single guy on their active roster suffer an injury or a surgery. So it was kind of a throwaway year in my mind, which is why I was surprised that Scott Brooks got fired after this season instead of before this past season. That was a little unusual to us, so we really don't know what was going on in Sam Presti's head there, but he's made his decision now. Like I said, all the pressure in my mind is on him, the general manager, not the coach.
Right, injuries, a big storyline in the 2014-2015 season in Oklahoma City. So what are your expectations offensively? How will this team perhaps look different under Billy Donovan?
I don't think very different offensively. They were really a very good offensive team all season. The problem was defense. They were terrible defensively at the end of last year. And it wasn't just, you know, oh, we ran into each other, couldn't get past the screen or whatever. I mean, fundamentally, they were bad. Teams were getting wide open 3-point looks against them all the time in crucial situations and winning key possessions and getting offensive rebounds. So, in my mind, that's the biggest thing Billy Donovan has to work on. And that might mean for Billy to go out and get a defensive specialist off an NBA staff or some guy with experience in coaching defense in the league, because if this team can shore up their defense, they have plenty of offense, the most offense they've ever had, even including the year they had James Harden and went to the NBA Finals. They're good on that end, but they were woefully bad at the end of the season, I thought, defensively. They couldn't stop anybody.
Well, I got to ask you, of course, the draft, it is rapidly approaching. The biggest need will be on what, the defensive end then?
Well, I think or just a two-way player, you know. They need to have somebody. Like Andre Robertson is a nice young player, but he really has no offensive skills. He's very good defensively. But they had that before in Tabo Cephalosha, who went to Atlanta.
Right.
And you know about Tabo. So in my mind, they need a two-way guy, somebody that, yes, can stop somebody on one end, but also be counted on for a key basket or two on the offensive end. So I think if they could get a Devin Booker from Kentucky or an R.J. Hunter from Georgia State or somebody like that in the draft, drafting in a position they're not used to, mid-first round, as being part of the lottery, then that's somebody they need. But they don't need much. They really don't, and they know that. They need health and a good system and people believing and trusting, and if they get all that, they should be right back there, you know, fighting for the Western Conference Finals or an NBA Finals appearance next year.
Hey, just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our very special guest, Bob Berry Jr. out of Oklahoma City. He's the sports director with KFOR Television. You can also listen to him on The Sports Animal. So talk to us about Cantor. I mean, are they committed to keeping him in the Thunder uniform?
Yes, they are. They loved Enes Kanter when he came over from Utah when the Thunder remade their roster at the trade deadline. But again, Kanter, massive liability was defense. I mean, he was terrible. There's no other way to say it, defensively, and yet they kind of knew he had some shortcomings on that end when they brought him in, but they also loved the fact he was going out and getting 20 and 17 every night offensively in the low block, which they hadn't had since they'd been here. So the offensive game is most certainly there. The kid's 22 years old. They love Enes Kanter, but they've got to get somebody to work with him defensively and improve dramatically, just on positioning, if nothing else. He wasn't like you being the All-American viewer at the University of Oklahoma. I mean, he didn't even know where to stand. You know, he'd look around like, what do I do, you know, during games? And his teammates got frustrated with that a few times. And then when they would spend time telling Kanter where to go, then they in turn would lose their guy. And it was just a defensive chaos most of the end of the season, I thought.
Okay, so give us a quick update. How is KD, how's Russell doing in the offseason?
Well, Russell's been, you know, he was at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Right.
He was on stage dancing at a Chris Brown party. I mean, he's doing commercials. Russell's having a fun time. But there was a report, and I think it was an erroneous one myself, but it came out a couple weeks ago that he was upset that he supposedly wasn't consulted when Dan Presti made the decision to fire Scott Brooks and hire Billy Donovan. Well, Billy Donovan cleared the air to me earlier this week when he said, no, I've met face-to-face with Russell. Had a very enjoyable talk. We're all on the same page. We know what we want to do. He knows me. I know what he can do. And so I think they're off to a good start. And Durant and Donovan are obviously off to a good start because Kevin normally wouldn't be here in the offseason. He'd be somewhere else working out, but he's got to be here now because of his injury. So they have spent more time together, Donovan and Durant. So I think it's all favorable right now. Everybody seems to be happy and excited. And if they can just stay healthy and get Durant back, you know, in 4 to 6 months instead of 12 to 18 months, which some doctors predict as a worst-case scenario, then they should be fine.
Okay. Oklahoma City Thunder, your news and notes coming to you from Bob Berry Jr. with News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Enjoy the weekend. Hope you can tee it up, and we'll talk soon, Bobby.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more NBA talk.